再去摸到预备我们的心。
Let us pray in silence and prepare our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath worship.
感谢神，我们一起在这里同守安息圣日，敬拜神。
We're all gathered here to observe the Sabbath day and to worship God.
这个 weekend 是在美国的感恩节。
And this weekend is the U.S. holiday of Thanksgiving.
感恩节的由来我们都知道是因为早期的清教徒移民到美国以后在第一个冬天以前收成以后所得到的产物感谢神，献给神。
And we all know the origin of Thanksgiving, which is the early founders who had immigrated to the United States after the first harvest before the winter. They gave their harvest and gave thanks to God.
因为他们感受到神的带领还有祝福所以特别有这个节日。
Because they felt the guidance and the blessing of God, they made this holiday.
那我们在这个时候我们信徒按照圣经，我们不庆祝任何的节日。
And as us believers, according to the Bible, we don't celebrate any holidays.
但是这个感恩节的意思非常的好。
But the meaning of Thanksgiving is a good one.
事实上跟圣经所讲的旧约的节日还有新约我们的圣礼的意义很相同。
It's very similar to the meaning of the Old Testament sacraments as well as the New Testament sacraments.
不管是旧约的节日或者新约的圣礼一个很重要的意义就是要纪念神的恩典。
Whether it is the Old Testament festival or the New Testament sacrament, the meaning is to remember the grace of God.
重心是在神，不是在人不是在神以外的东西。
The focus is on God, it is not on other people or anything outside of God.
我们在这个节日当中我们最重要感谢的是神给我们的恩典。
So during this Thanksgiving day, our most important task is to remember the grace of God.
所以我们在这个时候我们来纪念神的恩典。
So today, let us remember the grace of God.
我们先看哥罗西书第二章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
16节17节。
Verse 16 and verse 17.
哥罗西书第二章第十六节跟十七节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to verse 17.
所以不拘在饮食上或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。十七节。
17.
这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。保罗特别在新约的时候，他得到启示，明白旧约所规定的那些律法的规条那个是影子影子不是实体。
Paul received special revelation, so he revealed that the Old Testament festivals and regulations is only a shadow of the things to come, it is not the substance.
当然影子也有它的意义。
Of course, being a shadow has its meaning.
影子最重要是影子后面的真正的实体。
But the most important thing is what is behind the shadow, what is the substance?
是基督主耶稣
and that substance is Christ Jesus
就是神
which is also God
所以旧约律法里面所设立的那些规条节期等等不是没有用是来引入我们这个实体耶稣基督。
So all of the regulations and the festivals in the Old Testament, it's not necessarily that they have no meaning, but their meaning is to bring us to the substance, which is Christ.
所以我们今天的崇拜应该以耶稣基督为主。
So today our worship should center around the Lord Jesus Christ.
事实上是除了耶稣基督神以外，不应该有其他的东西来代替。
Besides Jesus Christ and God, there should be nothing that will take its replacement.
我们不甚至于不管是我们教会的圣工 也不能够代替、主耶稣基督。
Even the holy work within the church cannot replace the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者教会里面、神所用的工人、没有一个人能够高过主耶稣基督。
Even the holy workers used by God in the church cannot replace the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在感谢、我们在、赞扬、的时候，应该集中在耶稣基督身上，不应该集中在不是耶稣基督的任何事情或是人的身上。
So while we are giving thanks, let us center all of our thanksgiving on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on other people or on anything that has nothing to do with Christ.
新约圣经里面希伯来书讲得非常清楚。
It is very clear in the New Testament book of Hebrews.
整本希伯来书就是要高举基督耶稣。
The entire book of Hebrews is to raise up the Lord Jesus.
所以他设了很多的比喻、甚至比较、
That is why there are many parables as well as many comparisons.
比如说希伯来书第一章就是把天使跟耶稣基督来比较。
For example, in Hebrews chapter 1, it compares Jesus with the angels.
天使、可以做很重要的工作。
The angels can do very important works.
很有能力。
They have great power.
但是天使还是神的仆人，耶稣基督却是神独生子。
But the angels are merely the servants of God, while Jesus is the one and only Son of God.
天使只是服侍神。
The angels only serve God.
但是主耶稣独生神的独生子，神却高举他、坐在宝座上。
But Jesus, as the only begotten Son of God, is raised up and put upon the throne of God.
所以很明显的，我们不能够去敬拜天使，我们要敬拜主耶稣基督。
Therefore, it is very obvious that we should not worship angels, but we should worship the Lord Jesus.
到了希伯来书第三章。
By Hebrews chapter 3.
更明显了，我们来看、第三章第五节，希伯来书第三章第五节。
It is very clear in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5.
我们我们看第三节。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3.
希伯来书三章三节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3.
他比摩西更配得多的荣耀，他是主耶稣了，是第三章第一节。耶稣比摩西算是更配得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋的更尊荣。第四节，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。第四节，第五节，摩西为仆人，在神的全然尽忠，为要证明将来必说传说的事。第六节，但神基督是神的基督为儿子治理神的家啊，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持道理，便是他的家了啊。这里把神的工人摩西啊。跟耶稣基督来比较。
Here it compares the worker of God, Moses, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
摩西是神所用的重用的工人。
Moses was a worker that was heavily used by God.
圣经说他是神面对面认识的、面对面交通的唯一的一个、神的工人。
And the Bible tells us that Moses was a rare servant whom God talked to face to face.
尤其在西乃山上。神跟摩西有四十天昼夜、一天、面对面讲话。
Especially on the Mount Sinai, God spoke to Moses face to face for 40 days and nights.
神给他很大的权柄能力。
God gave him great power and strength.
四十年当中，他带领以色列百姓200万人经过、可怕的那个旷野。
For 40 years, he was able to lead the Israelites throughout the wilderness.
但是他还是神的仆人。
But he is still the servant of God.
神主耶稣是主人。
But the Lord Jesus is the master.
好像房屋必有建造的人一样。
Like a house would have a builder.
我们是神的房屋。
We are the house of God.
好，房屋再漂亮，还是没有办法胜过、比这个建造房屋的人更、荣耀。
No matter how beautiful the house is, it will not have more honor than the builder of the house.
摩西再荣耀也没有办法比得上神的荣耀。
No matter how glorious Moses became, he would never be more glorious than God.
摩西是神的仆人。
For Moses is a servant of God.
他所做的工作是一个带领啊，让我们领导到更进入到那个神的本身里面。
For all the works that he does is only to lead us even closer to the original God, the substance of God.
耶教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
但是谁在管理神的家呢？是耶稣基督。
But who is the guardian over the church of God? And it is Jesus Christ.
所以我们在教会里面不要停留在人的层面上，或是事情的层面上，要进入到神的层面上，耶稣基督的层面上。
Therefore, within our church, we should not focus upon any person or any matter, but we should focus upon the Lord.
那么到了第七章。
In Hebrews chapter 7,
用亚伯拉罕以色列的祖先选民的祖先。
It compares Abraham, which is the forefather of the children of Israelites, the chosen ones.
当时候有一个麦基洗德这个亚伯拉罕打胜仗以后献十分之一给这个麦基洗德祭司。
And it talks about Melchizedek, how Abraham, when he won the war, he gave a tithe of all he had to Melchizedek.
亚伯拉罕是选民的祖先，很重要。
Abraham is the forefather of the chosen one. He was very glorified because God chose him.
但是他还献上十分之一给这个麦基洗德这个祭司。
However, he still gave a tithe to Melchizedek, a priest.
那显然的，这个祭司比亚伯拉罕更尊荣。
Therefore, Melchizedek is even more glorious than Abraham.
但是这个麦基洗德没有父母，没有开始，没有结束，跟神的儿子就是耶稣相似。
But Melchizedek has no parents. He has no beginning and no end. He is the same as the Lord Jesus Christ.
一般我们就解释这麦基洗德事实上是主耶稣神的显现。
And many times we will describe this as Melchizedek being the manifestation of Jesus.
在诗篇那里就讲主耶稣是按照麦基洗德的等次出现的。
Psalm, it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ comes from the line of Melchizedek.
成为大祭司。
He becomes the high priest.
所以主耶稣比所有的人还重要，
更尊荣。So the Lord Jesus is more honorable than anybody.
希伯来书第九章就提到旧约的大祭司。
Hebrews chapter 9 tells us about the Old Testament high priest.
一年一次在赎罪日的日子里面带着动物的血一个人进入到至圣所里面 为全国的人来赎罪。
Talks about how once a year on the Day of Atonement they have to make a sacrifice on behalf of all the on behalf of all the sins of the Israelites.
到了新约以后我们就看得很清楚。
But in the New Testament we can see more clearly.
在升入高天的大祭司就是主耶稣。
The high priest that ascended into heaven is the Lord Jesus.
他在那里一直为我们祈求。
He continuously prays for us.
旧约的大祭司是个影子。
The Old Testament high priest is merely a shadow.
新约的大祭司主耶稣是实体。
But the Lord Jesus Christ, the New Testament high priest, is the substance.
所以我们今天在纪念什么的时候，要很注意我们的心态和认识。
Today, while we are trying to remember or remember anything, we should be careful of our heart's attitude.
我们所重视的要很重视的对象要清楚，要正确。
We have to be accurate in what our focus is.
我们的重视的对象是那个实体，就是基督耶稣。
What we try to put our focus on is the substance, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是基督以外的事情。
Let us not focus on anything outside of the Lord Jesus.
甚至于教会的神的工人。
Even the holy workers within the church.
甚至于教会的事工。
Even some of the holy work in the church.
那只是表面的现象。
These are all the surface things.
带领我们进入那个真正的崇拜是真正的神。
What will bring us into true worship is God.
除了我们对对象要认识以外。
Besides knowing what we should focus on,
我们要感谢的要感谢清楚，认识对。
So when we give thanks, we have to give thanks to the right thing.
尤其是在我们聚集敬拜神的时候。
Especially when we are gathered together and we are worshiping God.
我们一定要认识的清楚对象。
We must be clear on what our focus is.
追求的、重视的要正确。
And what we pursue and what we emphasize should also be correct.
因为这会影响神在我们教会的工作。
Because this will affect whether God abides with the work of the church or not.
那我们再来看一节圣经，哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
三章的六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
他叫我们能承担的这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义叫人活。这里提到两个不同的层面。
Here it talks about two different things.
或者两个不同的重视点。
Or two different focus.
一个是字句，一个是经义。
One is the letter, the other is the spirit.
圣经告诉我们要重视那个经义，不要停留在字句上。
The Bible tells us to emphasize the spirit and not the letter.
当然字句很重要，你要明白，从字的当中明白它的意思。
Of course, the letter is important because from the letter we understand the meaning.
但是你不要停留在那个字句的层面上。
But let us not only remain on the surface of the letter.
我们要知道那个字句的真正的意思是什么。
We have to understand what is the meaning behind the letter.
感恩节是一个字句。
Thanksgiving is just like a letter.
但是你不要停留在那个字句上面。
But let us not remain on this letter.
你要进入那个字句的意思是什么。
Let us think about what this letter means.
比如说感恩节大家吃 火鸡、吃大餐。
For example, on Thanksgiving, everyone will have a big meal. They will definitely have turkey.
弟兄姊妹团契。
The brothers and sisters will fellowship together. 这是表面的意义。This is only the surface meaning.
但是如果你停在那里。
But if you remain on that surface meaning.
你不知道感恩是对象是谁。
Then you will not know what is the focus of your Thanksgiving.
你也不知道感恩的内容是什么。
You won't even know the content of your Thanksgiving.
那么你在庆祝的时候，在团契的时候，你就失掉了那个真正的精义了。
So while you're celebrating, while you're fellowshipping, you will lose the true meaning.
那样就没有用了。
Then it will have no meaning.
所以我们在这个心态认识上要很重要。
So in our heart's attitude, we have to be clear.
不能够停留在表面的形式上。
We cannot remain upon the surface letter.
当然形式有它的意义存在。
Of course, it has some meaning.
有它的作用存在。
And it has some of its work.
让我们大家聚集在一起。
It will allow us, all of us to gather together.
但是聚集在一起做什么更重要。
But while we're gathering together, what are we doing?
当然第一步要先在一起。
Of course, the first step, we need to gather
together. 然后你才要带领弟兄姊妹走到真正的意义是什么。
While we're gathered together, then we can bring the brothers and sisters to what the true meaning is.
我们要聚集在一起。
We need to gather together.
但是我们要从在那聚集的当中要真正进入到那个经义里面。
But while we're gathered together, we need to enter into the spirit of the meaning.
旧约的选民啊，他们停留在字句上面。
The Old Testament chosen people remained upon the letter.
所以神设立他们，给他们很多的节日。
So God gave them many festivals.
他们就聚集在一起。
And they gathered together.
就是今天的犹太人也是聚集在一起。
Just like the Jews of today, they gather together.
但是他们的你在聚集在一起里面的意义有没有得到呢？
But while they're gathered together, have they achieved the meaning?
到了新约，我们知道他们没有得到。
In the New Testament, we understand that they did not achieve the true meaning.
因为他们还停留在律法的里面。
For they are remaining on the law.
所以他们今天还在那个影子的层面。
So today they are still on the surface of the shadow.
我们怎么能够这样肯定的讲呢？
How can we say this with such conviction?
因为他们还不认识主耶稣。
Because they still do not acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ.
不知道主耶稣就是那个神。
They don't know.
他们拜的神。
They don't know that the Lord Jesus is the God whom they worship.
他们更不知道主耶稣为了他们做什么。
Nor do they realize what Jesus has done for them.
所以他们感谢。不能够感谢耶稣，更不能够感谢耶稣给他们的救恩。
While they give thanks, they cannot give thanks to Jesus, nor can they give thanks to the salvation that Jesus provides.
但是到了新约以后，
But in the New Testament,
圣经告诉我们这些过去的节日我们不必要去守了。
The Bible tells us that the Old Testament festivals we do not have to observe.
但是圣经告诉我们有三个圣礼。
But the Bible tells us there are three sacraments.
我们都知道第一个洗礼。
We know the first one is the water baptism.
第二个是洗脚礼。
The second is foot washing.
第三个是 圣餐礼。
And the third is holy communion.
如果我们做这个圣礼的时候也停留这个字句。
if we are observing the Holy Sacraments, we only remain upon the letter.
不知道这个实意是什么。
We don't know what the true meaning is.
你也是，换句话说，也是停留在旧约那个层面而已。
Then you're much like the Old Testament people. You're remaining upon the surface.
那么旧约里面的这些节日，它的重心点在哪里？
What is the focus of the festivals in the Old Testament?
我们来看一看哈。
Let us take a look.
我们来先来看立位记哈。
Let us turn to Book of Leviticus.
立位记。
Leviticus.
旧约圣经立位记二十三章。
The Old Testament Book of Leviticus, chapter 23.
立位记二十三章讲了一些节日。
The Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, tells us about the feast.
除了安息日第三节讲的以外，讲了很多节日。
Besides the Sabbath on verse 3, it talks about other feasts.
但是这些节日基本上有一个中心点。
But all of these feasts have a central focus.
第一个节日就是第五节所说的，二十三章立位记二十三章第五节所说的逾越节。
The first feast begins in chapter 23, verse 5, which is the Passover.
第六节讲到无酵节。
And verse 6 talks about the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那么到了第十五节讲到五旬节。
Verse 15 talks about the Feast of Pentecost.
然后到了第二十六节讲到二十七节讲赎罪日。
Verse 27 talks about the Day of Atonement.
到了三十三节祝棚节。
Verse 33 talks about the Feast of Tabernacles.
那这些节日基本上有很重要的意义我们要去明白。
All of these festivals have deep meaning, which we should understand.
我们现在不必要守这些节日了。
We don't need to keep any of these feasts anymore.
但是它那个精义是一样的。
But the spirit of the feast remains the same.
这个节日的日期大概是这样子。
And these are the festivals.
在一月份犹太人的日历里面，一月份有两个节日。
In the first month of the Jewish calendar, there is two feasts.
第一个一月十四号，犹太人的一月十四号就是往黄昏，就是逾越节。
And on the twilight of the first month, the 14th day is the Passover.
接着十五号到二十一号有七天的无酵节。
And continuing from the 15th day to the 21st, for 7 days, they have the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
从逾越节以后49天第50天就是五旬节。
And on the 50th day is the Feast of the Pentecost.
又叫做七夕节。
It can also be called the Feast of Weeks.
就是七个安息日。
It is 7 Sabbaths.
的次一天七个安息日的下一天就是第50天，就是五旬节。
So the day after the 7th Sabbath is the 50th day, which is the Feast of the Pentecost.
那个很可能到三月份了。
And that brings all the feasts to the 3rd month.
那么到了七月十号有一个赎罪日。
By the seventh month, 10th day is the Day of Atonement.
祝棚节在七月十五号到二十一号。
And the Feast of Tabernacle is in the 7th month, 15th day to the 21st.
根据立位记犹太人的重要的节日大概是在一月份、三月份、七月份。
So according to the Book of Leviticus, the main festivals occur in the 1st month, the 3rd month, and the 7th month.
那这些节日的由来是什么样的？
What were the origins of these festivals?
基本上逾越节、这个无酵节还有祝棚节意义是一样的。
The meaning behind the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Tabernacles are the same.
逾越节的由来，我们都知道，神在埃及下了十灾第十灾要杀长子的灾的时候要他们犹太人用羊血高着这个门栏门边当那个灭命的天使过来的时候，灭命的天使越过他们的房屋不杀他们的长子。
And we all know the origin of the Passover. When God sent the 10 plagues to the Egyptians, the 10th plague was that the firstborn shall be killed. And the Israelites painted their door post with lamb's blood. And when the angel of the plague came, they would pass over those houses.
所以神带领他们出去到旷野地的时候，马上就设立这个逾越节。
So when God led them out into the wilderness, He erected this Passover.
因为神拯救他们。
because God saved them.
这就跟神的选民的救恩有直接的关系。
This has direct relation with the salvation of the chosen people.
要世世代代的纪念，神救他们，没有杀死他们。
They must remember for generations to come that God saved them. God did not kill them.
所以设立的逾越节。
That is why He set up the Passover.
让世世代代的子孙啊，能够明白神的救恩。
So all generations to come can understand the salvation of God.
再下来的逾越节下来的七天就是无酵节。
Following the Passover is 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
这由来是什么呢？因为他们匆匆忙忙的离开了这个埃及啊。那个面啊，没有办法发酵，来不及发酵。
What is the origin of this? Because they left Egypt in such haste, the yeast was not able to perform.
所以到刚开始的时候，出去那几天啊，一两个礼拜都是吃那个面。
So because the first few weeks of after leaving Egypt, all they ate was unleavened bread.
同样的意义，神要他们要明白，在这个就神的救恩，他们吃的是无酵饼。
It has the same meaning that God saved them and they had to eat the unleavened bread.
神告诉他们这七天不准有酵。
God is telling them within these 7 days you cannot have any leaven.
圣经里面讲的酵就是罪。
The Bible tells us that leaven represents sin.
要敬拜神就是要无罪。
If you want to worship God, then you must remove your sins.
所以这两个节日基本上就是神要他们纪念，要世世代代纪念神怎么救他们。
So these two feasts, God wants them to remember for generations to come how God had saved them.
跟我们今天举办圣礼一样。
It is the same when we perform the sacrament of Holy Communion.
圣餐。
The sacrament of Holy Communion.
为什么我们要举办圣餐？
Why do we perform the sacrament of Holy Communion?
我们要了解。
We must realize.
我们在圣餐的时候不能够讲别的东西。
When we have the Holy Communion, we cannot talk about anything else.
应该主耶稣讲，你要纪念我的死。
Jesus said, you must remember my death.
今天我怎么样救你啊?
You must remember how I saved you.
所以这会很重要。
So this is very important.
很多人不了解圣餐的重要。
Many people do not realize the importance of the Holy Communion.
所以圣餐能不参加。
So they may even skip attending the Holy Communion.
参加的时候也不知道它的意义是什么。
Or even if they attend the Holy Communion, they don't understand the meaning.
在圣餐的时候不会去纪念主耶稣怎么救我。
During the Holy Communion, they will not reflect upon how Jesus Christ has saved them.
就重视到别的东西去了。
Their mind may wander to other things.
那是不对的。
This is not the correct
attitude. 节日、圣礼都有它的意义。
The festival and the sacrament all has its meaning.
那么除了逾越节、无酵节以外，还有一个祝棚节。
Besides the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, there's also the Feast of Tabernacles.
这也是七天。
This is also 7 days.
这很奇妙。这个无酵节跟这个祝棚节都是七天。
The Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of Tabernacles all were 7 days in duration.
在这七天里面，这两个七天里面，参加的是要受苦的。
And during these 7 days, those who participate in this feast is to suffer.
所以这给我们一个想法。
This gives us a thought.
我们在办教会里面办重要的这个聚集的时候
，within the church when we have this important gathering，
我们应该明白神的救恩。
We should remember the salvation of God.
心态上是要谨慎，有那种受苦的心智。
In our heart, our heart should be cautious and should remember the suffering.
无酵就是吃的一个很简单的东西。
Unleavened bread, meaning we eat something very simple.
住棚节是什么？就是住在帐篷里面。
What is the Feast of Tabernacles? It is dwelling in tents.
很简单的弄一个房子，简单的那个搭一个棚子。
You set up a very simple tent.
犹太人今天比较保守的还是一个礼拜啊，我不晓得是不是一个礼拜，就是他们的节日里面，他们还是住在那个很简单的一个棚子里面。
The more conservative Jews, when they observe this feast, will actually live in a very simple tent.
为什么要住在那里面？
Why do they want to live in these tents?
因为他们要纪念神在40年带领他们旷野里面住在帐篷里面。
Because they want to remember how God led them through the wilderness for 40 years and how they dwelt in tents.
是在那里受苦的。
You are there to suffer.
是在那边思想神的恩典。
You're there to think and reflect upon the grace of God.
我们今天有时候把这个东西都更改掉了。
Many times we have changed the root of the meaning.
我们在那边是很高兴。
We're there and we are all very joyful.
或者是很享受很好的美食。
Or we might even enjoy a very good feast.
当然享受美食不是不好。
Of course, enjoying good food is not a bad thing.
但很可能失掉了原来的意思。
But it may make us lose the very original meaning.
那么赎罪日啊，这个七月十号，这个赎罪日。
The Day of Atonement is in the seventh month on the tenth day.
那这大祭司要进去至圣所，很严肃的。
The high priest must enter into the Holy of Holies. It was a very solemn day.
只有他一个人进去。
Only the high priest will enter.
这是一个很严肃的日子。
It was a very solemn day.
大家要悔改。
Everyone had to repent.
要我们重要的叫神要赎我们的罪。
And most importantly, God was going to atone them of their sins.
好像今天的洗礼一样。
Very much like the water baptism of today.
好像我们的洗脚礼一样。
Very much like the foot washing today.
是很严肃的。
It was a very solemn day.
你如果把它当作一个很普通的事情。
If you take it as a very natural day.
或者是想要去看什么，去看一个大节日。
Or it is a day in which you want to see something, a big feast.
那这样就不好了。
Then it is not the right attitude.
所以我们教会啊，后来在洗礼的时候，我们就叫大家不一定要去洗礼的场所。
That is why during water baptism, we told the members that not everyone has to go to the site of baptism.
因为有的人到那里啊，没有带着敬虔的心。
Because some people will go to the site of baptism without a sincere heart.
因为主耶稣要为我保险，要洗掉人的罪啊。
Jesus Christ is going to wash away the sin of man with his blood.
你不是到那里去观光啊。
You're not there just to take a look and see.
想想看看那个水有没有变成血。
Think about whether the water has turned into blood.
因为我们要保持一个敬虔的态度。
We must keep our devout hearts.
我们就希望大家还是也 不必要的信徒啊，还是留在教会里面听道理比较好。
That is why we encourage members who do not need to work at the baptism site to stay in the church to listen to the sermon.
那五旬节是什么意思？
What is the meaning of the Feast of Pentecost?
那个就是把初熟的果子啊献给神。
It is to offer the first fruits to God.
第一个得到的产物是最好的。
The first fruits are always the best.
第一个生出来的孩子、长子是要献给神的。
The firstborn that you have, the first child you have, is to be given to God.
把最好的献给神。
Therefore, you always give the best to God.
所以叫做五旬节。
That is why it is called the Feast of Pentecost.
就是感恩的意思了。
It is a thanksgiving.
就好像今天我们的这外面这是外面世界上的这个感恩节一样。
Similar to the Thanksgiving holiday in our culture.
不是在那大吃大喝。
You're not there to eat and drink.
意义就是要感谢神。
The meaning is to give thanks to God.
我们今天下午啊聚完会以后有一个感恩的团契。
This afternoon, after service, we will have a fellowship of thanksgiving.
我们就是把今年啊，我们从神得到恩典，跟大家分享。
We're going to share all of the blessings that we received from God in this year to everyone.
不是要荣耀自己。
It is not to glorify ourselves.
是要感谢神。
But it is to give thanks to God.
这跟五旬节的意思啊，很像。
This is very similar to the meaning behind the Feast of Pentecost.
我们知道五旬节是一个收成啊，一个收成。我们把这个收成感谢给神。
We know that the Feast of Pentecost is in reaping and in giving the reap to God.
到了新约啊，使徒行传第二章五旬节的时候，圣灵降，应许的圣灵降下。
In the New Testament, in Acts chapter 2, on the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
是圣灵是什么？
What is the Holy Spirit?
新约里面的收成啊，属里面的收成啊。
It is the reaping in the New Testament.
我们要传福音。
We need to preach the gospel.
可是圣灵会应许降临在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit, as a promise, will come among us.
得圣灵的人有见证神的能力。
Those who have the Holy Spirit can testify to the power of God.
可以传福音。
They're able to preach the gospel.
是收成的意思。
So they are reaping what they have sowed.
不是只有讲灵言。
You don't only speak in tongues.
所以我们不了解这个意义啊，五旬节的圣灵的意义是。
So if we do not understand what is the meaning of the Feast of Pentecost and the receiving the Holy Spirit.
如果你只重视在舌头会不会讲灵言。
If you think receiving the Holy Spirit is only whether you speak in tongues,
你就失掉了以使徒行传的意思。
Then you've lost the original meaning of receiving Holy Spirit in Acts.
使徒行传主耶稣讲得很清楚。
In Acts, Jesus tells us very
clearly. 第一章第八节。
In chapter 1, verse
8. 你们得到圣灵，就必得到能力。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power from
God. 哪一种能力？
What kind of power?
特别讲到是说， 从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚直到地极为主耶稣做见证的能力。
It is the power that will allow you to witness about Jesus from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the end of the earth.
不是医病赶鬼的能力。
It is not the power to heal the sick and to cast out
是传福音的能力。
But it is the power to preach the gospel.
所以五旬节我们就要想这个事情。
So on the feast of Pentecost, we must think about these things.
我们求主耶稣带领我们。
Let us ask the Lord Jesus to guide us.
在这个节日当中啊，我们要了解对象是什么，主要对象是谁。
While we are observing the Thanksgiving, let us think about who our focus is.
那我知道对象，我要感谢他什么。
When I know my focus, then what am I going to give thanks about?
所以对，给我们今天就有一个启示。
So it gives us a guidance.
那求主耶稣带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus guide us.
很不容易啊，人很不容易了解这个真所拜的神。
It is very hard for humans to understand the true God that they worship.
最近啊，有几位啊朋友啊，还有甚至信徒啊问我。
There are a few friends as well as believers that asked me.
为什么你讲道啊，都是只讲神啊，不讲其他的东西？
Why do you, when you speak a sermon, why do you only speak of God? You don't speak of anything else.
你知道吗？我可以在外面做很多的事情啊，也是帮助人啊。
Don't you know that I do many things outside of church and it also helps people?
这个很难解释。
It is very hard to explain.
因为你所重视的，你就会去追求。
Whatever you emphasize, that is what you will pursue.
你所花的时间越多的东西，就是你所重视的东西。
Where you spend your most time is what you honor the most.
你所重视的东西就是你常讲的东西。
And what you emphasize the most is what you will talk about the most.
没有办法，别人把你挤进去啊。
There's nothing that other people can do to squeeze in
your time. 你不重视，你也不会去做。
Whatever you don't pay attention to, you will not do.
你不重视，你也不会去讲。
What you don't care about, you will not speak.
你可以表面的说我不讲话，我在那边听道理。
You can pretend that you're not going to speak. You'll just sit there and listen to the sermon.
没有人知道你所重视是什么。
No one knows what's in your mind, what you pay attention to.
但是你一开口以后。
But when you start to speak.
但是你一开始做事以后。
When you start to do.
你所重视的就很容易看得清楚。
Then it is very obvious to those around you what you care about the most.
这是因为你心里面有什么东西而已。
This is what you have in your hearts.
我们要求神给我们了解。
Let us pray to God to give us the understanding.
因为只有从神真正给我们的启示了解，你才会去重视神所重视的东西。
Only through the revelation of God are we able to care about the things that God cares about.
神都没有启示我们，我们就没有办法去重视神，重视神所重要的东西。
If God does not reveal to us, then there is no way we can care or pay attention to God and the things God cares about.
所以我们了解这个以后，我们就要怎么样来追求。
After we realize this, let us think about how we can pursue it.
我们看摩西怎么讲。
Let us see what Moses says.
诗篇九十篇。
In Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
摩西从人生的这个现象啊，生老病死的现象，来看到神。
Moses talks about the frailty of man and how he sees God.
然后他看到今天他应该怎么追求。
And he sees how he should pursue after God.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm chapter 90 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如飞而去。十一节。
Verse 11.
谁晓得你的怒气的前世？权势，谁按着你所该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？第十二节，求你指教我们怎么样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。第十三节，神啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。第十四节，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们今一生一世欢呼喜乐。第十五节
Verse 15,
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的日子叫我们喜乐。十六节
16,
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。十七节
17,
愿主我们的 神的荣美归在我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。从人生的现象，摩西看到人有这个生老病死的问题。
Looking at the life of a human, Moses understood that man will become frail and sick.
70-80岁人生的年限。
The days of a human's life is 70-80 years.
这个年纪啊，表面上我们好像了解，事实上很难了解。
On the surface, it may seem like we realize this concept, but deep, it is hard to understand it deeply.
唯有我们自己啊，到了那个年纪啊，你才了解说为什么人生只有七八十岁。
It's not until you reach the age of 70 or 80 can you realize why the days of our life are only 70, 80 years.
我以前呢，我们以前年轻的时候不会，没有办法了解。
When I was young, there was no way I could understand this concept.
当我过六十岁的时候。
But when I passed 60,
身体就告诉我。
My body tells me.
你已经进入到另外一个阶段了。
You have entered into a different segment of your life.
因为很多事情你想做已经不能做了。
Because there are many things you want to do, but you cannot physically do it.
然后再回看我们今生所走过的路。
And when I look back upon the life that has been trod,
就知道只有劳苦愁烦啊，转眼成空。
Indeed, it is only labor and sorrow, and when you turn around, it is all vanities.
这是年纪大的人的好处。
This is the good thing about being an elder.
因为从身体了解到我们自己。
Because from your body's ailments, you can understand yourself.
从我们到了这个年龄以后，回头一看，知道人生是什么。
When we reach a certain age and we look back at our life, we understand what life is all about.
我上三个星期啊，回台湾去。
A few weeks ago, I returned back to Taiwan.
我发觉到台湾呢、啊，比以前更热闹。
I discovered that Taiwan is a lot more prosperous than before.
但是人呢、啊、更忙。
But everyone is a lot more busy.
匆匆忙忙。
They are always rushing to and fro.
走路很快。
They walk very fast.
那么无形当中啊，拜神也是匆匆忙忙。
And without knowing it, even when they worship God, they worship Him hastily.
我不是在批评我们的信徒。
I'm not criticizing our members.
但是我发觉到很多人到教会匆匆来匆匆就走。
But I discovered that many members, when they come to church service, they rush in and they also rush out.
几百个人聚会，但是一下子就不见了。
100 people may come attend the service, but in an instant, they are all gone.
传道人如果不早一点跑到门口去握手，连这个信徒是伤身的怎么样都不晓得。
If the pastor doesn't rush out to the door to shake hands with everyone leaving, then he won't even know about the members.
大家都很忙。
Everyone is very busy.
不像以前说传道人要去教会的工人要去访问啊，不必打电话。
It wasn't like before when the holy workers want to do visitation, they don't need to make a phone call.
大家去访问，被访问的人都很高兴。
Everyone goes on a visitation. Everyone who is visited is very happy.
台湾的一个工人说，现在不一样了。
But the holy worker in Taiwan said, now it is not the same.
要打电话。
You must make a phone call
first. 很多人就说我不行啊。
But many people say, no, you cannot visit me at this time.
我没有时间整理家，乱七八糟。
Because I don't have time to clean my house. Everything is such a mess. I have a lot of housework to do.
你想访问他，他都不给你访问了。
If you want to visit them, they would not let you visit them.
我记得以前我们宗教教育啊。RE class 是礼拜天聚会。
I remember in the past that our RE education classes was on Sunday.
我来到美国以后，我们因为时间原因啊，所以这个宗教教育也是跟我们大人一起聚会。
After I came,
同时之间聚会。
After I came to the United States, because of time reasons, the RE students also have their classes on Saturday.
所以我很想念以前。哎呀，这真的小孩子可以有多时间敬拜神。
And so I was reminiscing about the past where the children can have extra time to worship God.
这次回去才知道他们也跟我们一样了。
But when I returned back, I realized they've changed their schedule to the same as ours. Because no one has time.
礼拜天再来没有时间了。
To come again on Sunday, no one has time.
那所以只好同时聚会。
That is why they have classes at the same time when the adults have service.
他们发觉到一个问题。
They discovered a problem.
因为那些教员从来没有进来聚会过。
The The TRE teachers have never attended the adult service.
要教人从来没有被教过。
Because they're teaching, they've never been taught.
这怎么教？
Then how can they teach?
所以开始就呈现出来的问题了，很多问题跑出来了。
So many problems started to arise.
哎，匆匆忙忙。
Everyone's rushing to and fro.
还有一点，顾老师不知道在忙什么。
No one knows what they are in a rush for.
哎，很快的，哎呦，又老了。
But very suddenly, you'll discover you've aged.
哎，转眼成空啊。
In a blink of an eye, everything has passed.
时间一到，你就退休了，就回家了。
And when the time comes, you will retire from this life and you will go home. You don't know what you're being so busy for.
这是一个危险。
This is a danger.
所以摩西看出来了。
Moses was able to see this danger.
神啊，你要叫我怎么数算我的日子？
That is why Moses said, Lord, teach us how to number our days.
我的日子要过得有意义。
I want to live my days in meaning.
就是在神里面有意义。
That is to have meaning in the Lord.
那样子的忙碌，神都不见了，你怎么会有意义，对神有意义呢？
If you're so busy, then God will disappear from your life. Then how can you have meaning in your life?
这我们来聚会是很有意义的。
When we come to worship God, it has great meaning.
如果神能够让我们知道我们怎么样过我们的日子。
If God can teach us how to number our days.
过着以神为中心的日子。
How to live our life according to God, with God as the center.
不是过着我自己的日子，自己中心，自己为中心的日子。
Not to live our life with us as the center.
所有的外面的不是神的子民，都是在过着自己的日子。
Everybody outside the circle of the chosen ones of God are living life according to their own means.
我们已经被神拯救了。
But we have already been saved by God.
我们要以神为中心的日子。
So we need to live life with God as our center.
但是可惜的，有一些人虽然是神的子民。
It is such a pity that some people who are the chosen ones of God.
但是很向往过着跟世界上的人过着他自己的日子。
But they're living life just like the Gentiles with themselves as the center of the focus.
很简单，安息日啊，我们参加聚会的人啊，百分比不会超过三分之二的，在美国。
In the United States, there's only 2/3 of the TJC members who attend the Sabbath.
我到台湾去访问了几个教会。
When I went back to Taiwan, I visited several churches.
我一定问他们说，你们多少人？
I will also ask them, what is your attendance rate?
你们到底有多少信徒？
How many members do you have?
他会讲，哦，我们有一千多人。
They will say, we have 1,000 members.
那我说，安息日几个人聚会？
And I will say, how many people attend the Sabbath?
只有500个聚会。
They will say, about 500 members.
然后只有50%来聚会。
So only 50% of their members attend the service.
我说你礼拜一啊，他们礼拜一啊，或者礼拜二教会的聚会有多少人
？And I will say on Monday or Tuesday when the church has evening service, how many people attend?
30-50个。
They will say about 30-50.
不到20%的人来聚会。
Not even 1/10 of the members attend this extra services.
所以很可惜呀。
It is such a shame.
大家忙着为自己的日子。
Everybody is so busy trying to live out their own lives.
不是我们不知道道理。
It's not that no one understands the gospel.
我们已经被圈在那里面去了。
But we have been captured by life.
跑不出来了。
We can't run out of our vicious circle.
我们要求神让我们出来。
We need to pray to God to help us to come out so that we can see more clearly.
有一个信徒啊，昨天告诉我。
There was a member who told me yesterday.
我跟他讲说，这个大家不很少人愿意聚会啊。
I said to them, many people aren't willing to attend the services.
他说我也很忙。
And he said to me, I'm also very busy.
我在台湾做事也是做一天做十二个钟头。
When I was in Taiwan, I worked for 12 hours a day.
但是我每天参加聚会。
But every day I had the time to attend service.
快八点下班。
I don't get off of work until 8 p.m.
但我直接到教会去。
But I would go directly to church.
我知道有一些人真的是这样做。
I know some people truly practice this in their lives.
忙不是借口。
So being busy is not an excuse.
是我的心更重要。
It is where our heart is.
求主耶稣让我们数算我们的日子。
Let us pray to God that He can help us to number our days. And what we should put our focus on. The things of God.
因为将来神要跟我们算账。
Because one day God will hold us accountable.
或许神会问我，你到底在你一生活了这么多年，到底你有几天是为我活？
God may ask you, you've lived so many days in your life, how many days did you actually live for me?
我们到时候算得出来吗?
Are we able to count these days for God?
如果算不出来, 我们不晓得要怎么办。
If we can't count these days, then we won't know what to do.
那可能非常的紧张, 但已经太, 太迟了。
At that time, we may be very nervous, but it is too late.
所以使徒教会的时候, 这个使徒啊, 他们就看出来这个重点。
So in the times of the apostolic church, the apostles were able to see this clearly.
教会发生了饭食管理的问题。
The church had a problem with the distribution of food.
那求问使徒。
And they asked the apostles what to do.
使徒就看出来这个问题。
The apostles were able to see the problem clearly.
因为有教会有人就有管理的问题。
If there's church and there's people, then there would be problems with regulations.
那个administration。
administrations.
那么有管理的问题就有行政组织。
And while there is administration.
就有management, 就有management。
If there's administration, then there's management.
那很容易就陷在这个行政管理的里面。
Then it's very easy to follow the management rules.
教会的方向就走到那个方向。
And the church may go astray to being a church that's managing.
圣灵给使徒一个启示。
The Holy Spirit gave the revelation to the church.
我们看使徒行传第六章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6,
第二节,
verse
2. 16章, 第六章, 第二节,
Acts chapter 6, verse 2.
12个使徒叫众门徒来对他们说, 我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。 第三节, 所以弟兄们当从你们中间选出七个好名声, 被圣灵充满, 智慧充足的人, 我们就派他管理这事。 第四节,
verse 4.
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。 他在这里很清楚, 就分成两个,教会就很显然,就两件大事。
Here it was very clear that the church is divided to two great works.
有一些人来管理行政的事情。
There are some people who manage the administration affairs.
使徒是神直接交托这个传福音的责任的事情的人。
But the apostles were given to preach the gospel as a commission from God.
他说我们要以祈祷。 传道为事,
so they say we should focus ourselves on prayer and the ministry of the word.
其实事实上是两件事。
Of course, these are two different tasks.
祈祷就是对神。
Prayer means they're praying to God.
就是对人, 我们直接人, 这工人跟神的灵, 在神里面的灵修。
It is the spiritual cultivation of the holy worker with God.
是个人的。
It is a personal cultivation.
或者是集体跟神。
Or everybody prays together to God.
不是对人,
but it is not towards man.
所以对神要做好这件事情。
So you must do well your cultivation with God.
然后用这个基础传福音是对人的, 传道。
Then you will preach to other people.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
不是管理饭食。
It's not to administrate over food.
不是行政。
Or to go about the management.
那么另外一批人来做行政管理。
But there's another set of people that will do the administration affairs.
那这两件事情啊, 使徒和这些, 管理饭食的这两件事情, 哪一个为主要呢?
And the apostles, their task, and the task of the other brothers and sisters doing the administration, what is the main goal, or what is more important?
这个使徒所做的事情为中心啊。
Of course, you have to put the center on what the apostles are doing.
因为这是主耶稣亲自给使徒的使命。
Because this is the commission personally given to the apostles by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣升天以前说你们要去传福音。
When Jesus ascended into heaven, he said you must preach the gospel.
使万人做我的门徒。
So that all nations become my disciples.
给他们受洗。
Be baptized them.
然后把神的道理教训给他们遵守。
And give them the word of God so they can obey them.
教会主要的目的就是这个。
This is the most important purpose of the church.
但是教会因为有人, 就要行政管理。
But because the church has people, then you must have some management.
行政管理在支持这个我们神给我们的使命。
But the administration is merely there to support the commission that we have received from
God. 所以宣教牧养是最重要的。
So pastoring and preaching the gospel is the most important.
所以我们不要颠倒过来。
Let us not flip the priorities.
更不要用行政管理来带领教会。
And let us not use the administrative regulations to guide the church.
你如果把它这样一做的话, 那教会就僵化了, 就死了。
If you do that, then the church will be frozen. The church will die.
有一些教会，其他的教会就是这样，不是我们教会，其他教会就会形成这样子。
And there's some churches that are examples such as these.
我们要了解那个意义。
We must realize and understand the meaning.
抓住这个重点。
And we must grab hold of the importance.
所以在今天这个感恩节这个时候。
So today on the day of Thanksgiving.
我们要思想一下。
Let us reflect.
我们敬拜，来这边聚集，重点是在神。
As we're gathered here, our most important focus of our worship is God.
其他的都是在补助的。
Everything else is only to support this main goal.
我们今天敬拜的内容是什么？是神的恩典。
What is the content of our worship? It is the grace of God.
我们要努力的方向是神交托给我们的宣道牧养的使命。
What are we pursuing after? It is the commission God has given us to preach the gospel.
行政管理是在支持这些主要的工作。
And the administrative affairs is only to support all of these important tasks.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us and guide us.
让我们能够数算我们自己的日子。
So that we can number our days.
我们才会把我们所重视的把我们的时间精力放在我们所重视的神要我们重视的事情上面。
So we can put our time and energy upon the things that God wants us to focus on. Please be seated.
我们这次的祷告，我们大家思想一下，我们今年神给我们的恩典。
In our prayer, let us reflect upon the blessings that God has given us this past year.
不但思想，我们要感谢他。
Not only do we think about it, let us give thanks.
我们也为那些身体欠安，信仰软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us also pray for the brothers and sisters who are weak in their faith or ill physically.
我们也为那些在追求道理的慕道者祷告。
Let us also pray for the truth seeker who are pursuing the truth.
求主耶稣早日让他们得到恩典。
May the Lord help them receive grace early.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.